Well, who's ready for Help Me Tips and Sips? Help Me Tips and Sips. It's time to have your sparkling juice. Let's look in our book. Make sure we can declare we're suitable and prepare for the week. So that's always a good idea. When you're a helpmate that's suitable, yeah, you got to think about this thing. It's got to be intentional. We got to make a plan to stay suitable. Am I the only one? No, I don't think so. I doubt if I'm the only one. I'm sipping a whole lot of mixtures of sparkling juice. It just tastes good. It just makes me feel good. I just love it. But you can sip on water. You can sip on tea. Just come on in and let's talk. So it's time to sit on the couch. I'm Yvette Benton, of Help for the Help Meet Book and Workbook. Don't forget to get the whole set. Have you been working on your workbook? Do I need to take a roll call? Let's pick up the pace. Get your book and your workbook. And don't forget, have your journal ready. All right, guess what? When I opened the book today, I was in the back. And it's on a section where I'm decreeing and declaring specific scriptures over my king. Now, that's something that you can use the book and start with the scriptures in the book. But then what I want you to do is ask Holy Spirit, what does your king, which scriptures does your king need? Because what's the title today? What's the tip today? Kingdom comes first. Whew. Let's talk about that for a minute. That's big girl stuff. When the kingdom comes first, that means we have to put our desires, our emotions, our wants aside. Uh-oh, sip. Sip while you think about that. Kingdom's the priority. Kingdom is the priority if you're going to be a helpmeet that's suitable. Some of the things that are on the heart of God concerning the kingdom, we need special time to have our sparkling juice. Because this is stuff that we know. We know that kingdom comes first. But when God tries to give us some instructions that kind of indicate kingdom comes first, now we got to look around for us. Sparkling juice. Mm-hmm. So, on the bottom it says, another scripture you can declare over your husband is Matthew 6 and 33. You can speak that your spouse is a man who seeks first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all things will be added unto him. You can speak that over your spouse, but guess what? If you go speak it over your spouse, you might want to remember that you need to speak it over yourself. Oh, okay. I'm going to take a really slow slip. Slow sip. It's easy to say, I want my king to seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and then all of the things will be added unto him. If things are added unto him, they'll be added unto me, and that sounds so good. But are you seeking first the kingdom when God asks you to do what he asked you to do? Let me take a moment while y'all sip sparkling apple cranberry by Martinelli's. Matthew 6 and 33. So Matthew 6 and 33 is a great scripture to declare not only over your king, but speak it over yourself, because that will help you realize when you're praying and God brings up certain things, and when you're asking God, what does he want you to do? And he tells you things that you don't really want to do. Are you seeking first the kingdom and righteousness? It's one of those where the glass is almost done. Seek first the kingdom. Now, that's a scripture we know And if anybody asks us, are you seeking first the kingdom? Quickly, we would most likely say yes. So when God says, okay, this is what I want you to do for your king. I want you to pray for him. I want you to be, you know, respectful. I want you to honor him no matter what. I want you to forgive him. Wait a minute, God. I don't know about that. Oh, seek first the kingdom. Because that's what's good for the kingdom. When your king is lined up with the will of God and your whole family is lined up with the will of God and God is working through you and God is working through your king, that's good for the kingdom. So God's going to give us instructions that are good for the kingdom that might not be good for our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, or our feelings, but they will be good for the kingdom. Uh-oh. Let's think about that for the moment. You don't have to write it on the screen, but I want you to think about three things. This is when we pull out our journal. I want you to think about three things that God has asked you to do that might be a little difficult, but you know that they're good for the kingdom. You know that if you're truly seeking first the kingdom, it's definitely lined up with the will of God. It's definitely lined up with the word of God, but maybe, just maybe, you did it halfway, or you did it a few weeks ago and haven't been doing it lately, or you just didn't do it at all. Uh-oh. But nobody on this broadcast would be doing that. Being a good witness is good for the kingdom. Being forgiving is good for the kingdom. Praying for someone who despitefully uses you is good for the kingdom. All right, so three things. Let me get back. Here's your assignment, helpmeets. Because we'll be talking about this. Oh, I didn't even realize. Holy Spirit just dropped that on my spirit. Yeah, because you're going to ask Holy Spirit, what are three things that you've asked me to do that's good for the kingdom? So if I'm seeking first the kingdom, I'm going to do those things. I'm going to write them down in my journal and I'm going to keep myself accountable. You know what I was good at? I was good at keeping Gerald accountable. Not as great as keeping myself accountable until I became suitable. And now I got to keep myself accountable, and that's hard. That's why we do sips and tabs. We got to keep ourselves accountable. So three things that God has asked you to do. Now, please, I mean, unless you're Enoch, and you got to read the word to know, the Enoch was walking so close to God that God just, you know, translated him right on up out of here. And since the rest of us are still here, I'm thinking we got a little work to do because we haven't quite been translated. So we all have some work. So if you say, oh, I don't think I have three things, well, put pride on the top of the list because you probably have three things. We've all got some things that we didn't quite do that need to be done because we're seeking first the kingdom. We're gonna get this right, and we're gonna get this right together. We're gonna work together. We're gonna get it right. We gotta seek first the kingdom and righteousness, and then all things will be added unto us. See, this is where we're going with this. All things are added unto us. When we're praying and things aren't showing up, when we're praying and it doesn't seem like God's listening, when we're praying and the answers haven't come, seek first the kingdom and righteousness, all things are added. So we've got to check some things. If all things haven't been added, then we've got to check our righteousness, and we've got to check if are we seeking first the kingdom. What's good for the kingdom? What's good for the body of Christ? What's good for God's agenda versus our agenda? And then he'll make it work for you, because he already said, when you seek first the kingdom, I'm going to add. There's nothing better than God doing some adding and then some multiplication. Yeah, I love that. I love God's math. Woo! All right. So, get in your book and your journal. Lord, help me seek first the kingdom. Because the last couple of such and suches that God asked you to do. All right. Ask God be honest, because we're going to be accountable. Put them in your journal. Do you have your journal? If you don't have your journal, just write it down. But get your journal, because you got to put this stuff together. So you got to keep yourself accountable through your journal. Get your workbook out. Even if you've read it before, even if you filled it out before, we're going back. We're looking at some things that God asked us to do, because we're seeking first the kingdom. What's good for the kingdom? Kingdom's first. Lord, help us seek the kingdom first. Woo! All right. So that's your assignment. And you thought you were just coming for the sparkling juice. You didn't know you were coming for an assignment. Oh, yeah. You're coming for assignment. So, we're featuring apple cranberry from Martinelli's. We're putting in our journal three things, at least three things. Now, somebody is going to be honest and say it's a little more than three things, but let's just tackle three things at a time, okay? Let's just do that. Three important things to God that maybe we didn't quite do as well as we should. To seek first the kingdom, and then we're going to put some accountability. We're going to put some fervency into those things. We're going to make sure we're doing what God said do. The way God said to do it. Because we're seeking first the kingdom. Because what hell means that is suitable, and that's what we do. And I have just finished. We're going in. Now ask my mentees. Oh, I said it. God is shifting, so we're all shifting. We're going to be accountable. We're going to fight this fight and win. We're going to seek first the kingdom and get strong enough to do it. We're going to be helpmeets that are suitable so we can raise up families and tell the devil, no, you can't have my family. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. All right. So go to geraldinnybet.com if you don't have your book and your workbook or your journal so you can get the information that you need to make sure that you're suitable. And then if you need information on a mentorship program, that's the best one ever, the Help Meet Army, go to the website. What are you afraid of? I keep getting these messages. I'm supposed to join the army, but I'm scared. You should be scared of the devil if you don't get your tools right. Now, honestly, when you get your tools, you won't be scared of the devil. How about that? I'm scared. That means you're not ready to be accountable. Lord, I'm shaking my head. Yep. Some of y'all are shaking your head. Yes, I know. Get it together. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say any more about that. Go to geraldinnybet.com. Get your resources. Get what you need. We are going to be more accountable to this thing. We have to. We got to step it up. We got to step it up and be serious. All right, you're a helpmeet suitable. And next week, we're going to be accountable. And meet me on Tuesday. Definitely we'll be praying for the kings on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good evening.